Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. I'm recording this holiday message this Sunday after Thanksgiving. Normally, I wouldn't do it this much ahead of schedule, but I've been tapped for jury duty and I pretty much have to jump when they say jump. And I would rather record something than not have any message at all. Besides, we've already had two big snowfalls here, so it's easy to get in the holiday spirit. Plus, Thanksgiving put me in the holiday spirit, too. I saw my kids, my grandkids. The grandkids saw Santa at the end. I think it was the end of the Macy's parade. We stopped watching when we realized that the floats had become little more than floating advertisements. And we made jokes about how corporate sponsors must buy a space in the parade. Another tradition shot to hell. But there's so much in the holiday season to think about, to ponder about, to enjoy and be thankful for. This holiday season marks 10 years since I started my website. Not to use a cliche here, but in some ways it seems like only yesterday. In other ways, it seems like I've always been doing it. It's become so much a part of me. In that 10 years, so much has changed in the realm of the human-animal bond. For one thing, there's a lot more research on how the brain works and how we and animals perceive. And I think that's really important. It's certainly important to me and my work. Because as we all know, we humans aren't objective species. And it doesn't appear that any other species is particularly objective either. We all have our own special views of reality. And together they form an infinite reality. All it takes is the desire and the interest in what makes them tick and what makes ourselves tick to tap into that instead of becoming frustrated when our animals don't do what we want them to do. We stop. And instead of taking it personally, we think, man, that's what makes them so cool. They don't see things the way we do. And we don't see the way each other does. And so there you have it. The greatest gift of all is that each one of us is unique. It seems to me that once we realize that, once we realize that every person and every cat and every dog, every horse, every bird is unique, then we can put all these new findings into perspective. These findings that say we do, in fact, create our own reality. So, for this holiday season, I hope that you look around you, and you look at your animals, and you look at the world out there, the trees, snow, if you have it, stars. You're bound to have stars at least one night during the holiday season. Sunrises, sunsets. And think about that. Think about all of that creation. It's a gift to be able to see it. It's a gift to be able to smell and taste and feel all of those different sensations and to process them. And it's a gift to know that how we process them, how we perceive them, and what emotional spin we put on them is a choice. So from all of us here in the little house on the hill, currently surrounded by snow, but who knows what will be around me on Christmas Day or even New Year's. I wish you a holiday season filled with the choice to perceive the very, very best, to feel the very best, to know the very best that you can possibly know.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmalani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.